You can smell the corpse flower before you see it.
The smell of carrion or rotting flesh. The flower is bright red, almost looks like raw flesh.
Biology professor Paul Whitaker looks in disbelief at the 4-foot-tall pungent bloom in the UW Marathon County greenhouse. The flower looks offensive. The smell is offensive. Even the name is offensive.
Amorphophallus. Amorpho means without shape, and phallus is a nice technical name for the male member of the anatomy.
When one of these rare corpse flowers bloomed in Madison 11 years ago, thousands of people witnessed it.
And I was one of those. When I heard it bloomed, I made the trip all the way to Madison just to see it.
So this premature bloom came as quite a surprise to Whitaker.
I expected it to sit here in the greenhouse all winter in a pot, but instead, sure enough, beginning of December, it started sending up a spike.
A spike that turned unexpectedly into a flower right before Christmas when the campus was closed and there was no one to see it.
I guess this must be a shy individual that doesn't seek celebrity status.
Whitaker says there have been only 165 recorded corpse flower blooms in history.
These plants bloom so infrequently that most people that have them do name them. The one in Madison was called Big Bucky.
So what did Paul Whitaker name his corpse flower?
Ray. After the name of the student that brought it to us.
Now, is that a compliment or not?
That's a great question. I guess we'll have to ask Ray that.
After we ask if a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.